This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, December 19th. Well, cattle markets continue to push higher. Believe it or not, we've had several sessions now where the market has had good support and strong days, up $3 or so. We didn't have a great close yesterday. We settled about mid-range of the day's trading range, but still, it was higher on the day. It's also worth noting that the bear spreads were working pretty well yesterday. So that's a red flag as to upward momentum. It looks like the market probably is losing some of that momentum, kind of running out of gas. You want to see the bull spreads work if the markets are going to move higher. In the cash trade last week, we saw the Fed trade around 168, which was down 2 on the week and up 12 over last year. Dress trade at 268, down 2 on the week, up 20 over last year. Steer prices at 240, up 2 on the week, up 57 over a year ago. Rib prices at 594, that was up 7 on the week, and up 98 over a year ago. Round prices at 203, down 8 on the week, up 5 over last year. Chuck at 230, up 2 on the week, up 29 over last year. 50% trimmings at 54, that was down 2 on the week, down 39 from last year. 90% trimmings at 250, down 10 on the week, up 10 over last year. Federally inspected slaughter was down 4.5% year to date. Cow slaughter is down 5.7%. Dressed weight down 0.5%, and beef production is down 5% for the year. Not a big surprise there. We knew that the herd is lower. You know, placements had been lower up until a couple months ago, but that's, again, not a surprise to see, you know, year to date, the beef production be lower. On the box beef values yesterday, we saw quite a change, quite a mix of prices, with the choice down 271 at 289, select was up 290 at 264, the spread lost 561 at 2521, movement was 102 loads. So that was decent volume for a Monday. Usually we're below 100 loads, so we're just barely over that. It's not as strong as it was the last couple weeks, but still it's a solid number for volume of box beef. On slaughter rates, we're at 125,000 head yesterday. That is 1,000 less than a week ago, and it's up 26,000 over a year ago. For the feeder cattle index, the daily index at 210.13 on a volume of 6,600 head, so that's pretty good volume. The 7-day average price was down 92 cents at 218.15. So we got the front month futures pushing higher, and they're around 223. The feeder cattle index is at 218, so that's widening back out. We were pretty close here for a few days, but just the cash markets have really struggled here. And of course, it's an average, so they're still being drug lower because of those weak individual days, whereas the board is moving higher. So I think with the board, my guess is that we are going to run out of gas here. You know, again, the bear spread's working. We've had a good rally here. The intermediate term trend is still down. We've retraced the entire life of contract rally just in the last couple months. So there's momentum and energy still to the downside. But you have found some support at longer term support levels when you look at the weekly charts. So my guess is that we'll probably come back down, maybe take another look at those lows here from a couple weeks ago, but I don't think we'll see a lot lower than that. As we get into January, we're likely going to see a lot more movement of calves coming out of the feed yards, smaller feed yards into the feed lots. That's kind of normal. We had some major sales going on as we get into January, so we'll see a big movement. And I think the demand will be strong for those calves. Keeping in mind, you know, heavy placements the last couple months have moved a lot of those calves already into the feedlot. So we do have capacity in the feedlots and, you know, likely going to see fairly tight numbers coming into those big sales in January. So I think feedlots will be scrambling, competing for those tight numbers. As we get into the spring, of course, we'll see the pastures green up, and it just depends on Mother Nature, what kind of grass conditions you have before farmers make that final decision to start rebuilding herds. That seems to be the general consensus that 2024 will be a herd rebuilding year. But a lot of these heifers are already in the feedlot, so you're going to be competing for some pretty tight numbers if you're looking for calves in the spring. And my guess is you'll get at least a good start to grazing this coming season because you've got good moisture conditions across most of the plains, from Texas all the way up to the northern plains. We're sitting in a much better moisture profile than we have in years. So that's going to encourage, you know, looking for calves just in general to put on grass and also to rebuild herds. So you could be looking at just a much different price scenario as you get into spring, especially late March as you get in through April and then in early May. Usually you're going to have placed on grass by early May what you intend to do. That's typically why we see the markets be strong into that first or second week of May and then kind of taper off from there. I could easily see that happening this year. The grass, the moisture is there, the grass will likely be there, and calf numbers are very, very tight. And again, a lot of those have already been moved into the feedlots, with producers just opting to take the money instead of keeping those calves back on the prospect of perhaps getting better money down the road. So time will tell on that one. But in the near term, my guess is the markets will probably stall out here and start to roll over as we get into the end of the year. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.